Last week, the White House announced Michelle Obama will take her mother and two daughters to China from March 19th to March 26th for a trip that will focus on culture and education. While visiting a special Chinese language school in Washington this month, Mrs. Obama emphasized that no matter where she travels, she is most concerned with education, and traveling to China will be no exception. CSIS Asia Affairs Advisor Bonnie Glazer believes that making visits without political overtones has been a consistent way of doing things for the First Lady.
I think that Michelle Obama has made two prior trips abroad. She has not focused on controversial issues anywhere. And she has not really given public speeches, so I don't think that she will give a public speech in China. I think she prefers to focus on specific issues that are important to her, and education is clearly her priority on this trip.
Glazer says that Sino-American relations are complex, but that Michelle Obama may reinforce the U.S.-China relationship in a broader way.
She will try to do what she can to strengthen the U.S.-China relationship, and particularly people-to-people exchanges. This is an agenda item that has been identified both by Beijing and Washington as being important for the relationship, to have more exchanges between youth, between experts, and all walks of life. And so I think that she will contribute to that part of the relationship.
Controversial statements from a U.S. First Lady are not unheard of. In 1995, then U.S. First Lady Hillary Clinton visited Beijing and participated in the U.N.'s fourth World Conference on Women. While there, she caused controversy by attacking China's human rights record. Laura Bush normally avoided controversial remarks, but while visiting the Burma-Thailand border region 6 years ago, she criticized Beijing for not putting enough pressure on the then military government in Burma, also known as Myanmar. Mrs. Obama and her family will visit Beijing, Xi'an, and Chengdu. They will also meet with Peng Liyuan, the wife of Chinese President Xi Jinping. For Gufu Young, I'm Colin Lovett, VOA News.